Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sans Pants Radio.
I am Turok!
Hey everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game podcast for those whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel. And today we're going to be talking about Doom Eternal and other games. So, first of all, bad news, still in jail. Those crimes he committed were serious.
Man.
Yeah. Everyone was like, don't do that to a toad. And we're like, we're sorry.
But
yeah.
We can.
We didn't know what we were meant to do because we're bad at video games.
Yeah. It's good to imagine the toad in question is like Peach's toad. Don't do that to a toad. But I saw a monkey do it.
We got put in video game jail for treating toads as we treat Goombas.
Yeah, absolutely. We jumped on his head. It's all mushrooms in the dark, baby.
But the good news is, whilst in video game jail, I've had plenty of time to play Doom Eternal, and even though my hands-on review last week, or first impressions for per se, were they were positive, but maybe a little like mixed positive. Yeah. Changed my mind. The game bloody rules. It is perfect.
So you get a gun, you shoot a demon, and you have a good time?
Yeah. The more I play it, though, Zamet, and I know I made this claim last week and about it being remember when video games were good.
I remember when video games were good, dude.
Yeah.
1998 to 2006.
And probably a bit before 2006. 2006, yeah, probably too late.
2006, when Sonic 06 came out, that was the funeral dirge for games.
That was the first bad game.
Yeah. Previous to that.
Yeah, everything was good.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Yeah. When was the. Yes.
But Doom Eternal reminds me so much of. So the leap from Doom 2016 to Doom Eternal mirrors. A very similar jump that I have experienced before recently, but the gaming public experienced in the late 90s, which is the jump from Turok to Turok 2.
Oh, well, that's a claim.
Yeah, that's so...
I gasp so much, I'm choking!
you've killed Joel Zammit.
You killed me, you the son of a bitch!
It's good to imagine that Zammit's not like, he doesn't find it funny, it's just like the very idea that a game could mirror Turok 2. What? You're hurting me!
You've killed me! You've killed me with that claim! I'm choking! I'm choking to death!
Because I'm in jail, no one's here to pat me on the back.
We can't Heimlich over Zoom. Rest in peace, Joel Zammit.
His tombstone will read, thought about Turok 2, died, no one was there to save him. So, when Turok 2 Seeds of Evil came out, Jackson, we haven't really spoken about this too much, but critics really liked it, but were also like, this game is really, really big and confusing, and they've added lots of layers of, like, verticality, so there was a lot of, like, more way more platforming and stuff like that compared to the first Turok. Doom Eternal does pretty much the same thing, which is makes the maps a lot bigger. It adds way more stuff that's just constantly going on, and also there's a lot more platforming.
Okay.
for instance, the Super Shotgun, which is a gun from the first game, now has a grappling hook. There's also large chunks where you have to, like...
So I need to process that. Hang on. Shotty!
Yep.
Is it designed so that you grapple onto an enemy and as you pull yourself closer, you shotgun them?
Yes, so you shoot them right in their goddamn demon mouth.
This I like.
Rules.
I'm a fan of.
Yeah, so there's also... So every weapon has, like, weapon mods that are, like, a secondary attack. And I mentioned this last week, but there's no pistol in this game. Your first weapon is just a shotgun.
That's
and
so wonderful.
The first weapon mod you get is a grenade launcher for your shotgun. That is where the game starts.
This is a game that knows what it wants, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm a big fan of this game.
And then the next gun you get is an assault rifle, but a massive one. One that you'd expect to see towards the end of a first-person shooter. You get this in the first level. Again, the weapon mod you get for that is like a sniper rifle. So again, it's another high-powered weapon that you're just getting straight off the bat. And at this point in the game, I was like, where do we go from here?
What next? Yeah.
So this is where things just started piling on top of each other. And the grappling hook is like the most recent item I've gotten. Okay. But I'll just go through the things. And I'm on the third level. Also, the game's really, really hard. And I've heard other critics, I know that I'm a video game critic, so I can weigh in as much as I like.
We are all professional critics. You got IGN.
We're bad at our video games, but we have opinions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
There's no metric that says that to be a video game critic, you need to be anything close to good at video games.
There's no video game school.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You can't, you know.
We're great.
We earn money from this, that's all we need. Like, those journalists that hacked all the celebrities' phones. They're not good journalists, but they're still journalists.
It still counts.
If
I play Super Paper Mario Thousand Year Door and I play it for 10 minutes, my review of it is just as valid as someone who plays it for 100 hours. That's just the truth.
Yeah, it's just a fact. But video game critics that aren't me have claimed that all of these new additions have made you feel like the Doom guy or this Doom Slayer, which is his name in the recent games, has made him feel a little, like, powerless. But even when you die, you usually take down, like, 30 demons with you, and they're all massive. Like, there's barely any just regular demon guys anymore. They're all just huge. So you're just, like, constantly running and shooting, like, if you stop moving, you'll die. If you stop shooting, you'll die. You're constantly just running out of ammo and switching between your guns and the abilities, which I said I was going to mention, so I'll just go through them now. So the first one you get is a grenade launch, another grenade strapped to your shoulder.
Fabulous.
That recharges over time, so you have unlimited grenades. You then get a dash, which is obviously a dash. You can do that in the air, so you can... jump dash. Pretty far.
Yeah, great.
That makes sense. Jump on the air, do a dash.
Yeah,
in real life. I've moved in the space before.
Yes, it's so easy. You get a chainsaw, which when you kill enemies with a chainsaw, it sprouts. It's a one-hit kill, first of all. The bigger enemies require more chainsaw fuel. And when you chainsaw an enemy to death, it bursts into ammo. So that's an easy way for you to refill your ammo.
Wonderful.
If you wound an health doesn't regenerate and neither does armor, so you've got to collect health and armor pickups like it's the 90s, baby. Video games are good again.
Video games are good again.
Health, an easy way to get health pickups is you have to, like, critically injure an enemy, it starts glowing, and then if you do a melee attack on it, it's a glory kill, so it bursts into health after you get a very, very violent animation. Then after that, you unlock what is called the Flame Belch, which is a flamethrower on your other shoulder. So you've got grenade launcher on one shoulder, flamethrower on the other. It shoots, belches flame onto the demons. Much like Jackson doing belches into the microphone, the Doom Slayer does flame belches onto demons.
Yeah, correct.
You kill a demon while it's on fire, it bursts into armor. So you just are constantly switching between all of these to keep everything up because you're just constantly being hurt. Everything's always just hurting you. You're just shooting all the time. That's chaos. But it doesn't have any, like, inventory management, so it means that you just... Like, if you run out of ammo, it just automatically swaps to your next gun for you. You don't have to be like...
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. So it's kind of got, like, an arcade-y feel while still feeling like a first-person shooter, but it's not even stressful. It's just, like... it hits, like, the sweet spot of, like, stressful and overwhelming because there's just so much stuff going on. You're not even, like, frustrated. You're just like, whoa! 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 just constantly.
But I really like the, because like so many games, you do that, you find yourself in that position where you're like, well, this is the best weapon, so I'm gonna stick with this.
Yeah.
And Turok 2, which I guess, you know, is in many ways the template for every good game, it does the same thing where it's like, well, you're gonna run out of ammunition in this weapon, so you're forced to move to another weapon.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily like one weapon's better than the other, it's just like strategically different. And it's like Doom Eternal does kind of the same thing, where you're like, well, my assault rifle's no good, I'm out of ammo there, time to move up closer and use my shotgun. Or trying to move further back and grenade the, you know, sons of bitches or whatever.
With my shotgun, because the grenade launcher is attached to my shotgun.
Yeah, you're right, of course. Yeah. Time to grapple them, grenade them, whatever, all of it. All of it at once.
It sounds like you've just described a speedball in game form.
It is. That's true. Look, if this was like a cocaine dream I'd had, it would be far more sensible, but I've been playing this entirely sober and it feels the same. Also, let's not forget that it's a metal soundtrack, and when it's not like just a soaring metal guitar solo, there's like ambient industrial music. So it's just...
Wow. Again, this was assumed knowledge. I knew that.
Yeah.
You didn't have to tell me. It was like, yeah, of course.
Somehow, while you were describing the game, I was hearing a metal soundtrack. there's a metal soundtrack to this review, you know?
Hey, Jackson, you know how Turok 2... It's got so much story that it has no story, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
So Doom Eternal does not take place directly after the first for Doom 2016. There's a weird prologue part, and then so the end of the first Doom, spoilers, I guess, but at this point, we're not the first podcast to be talking about Doom 2016. So it ends with the Doom Slayer being trapped in Hell again. The second game opens with Hell has consumed Earth, and you're hunting down... You're hunting down three Hell Priests, and the opening, the very first start of the game, you behead one. That's where the game starts.
All right. That rules.
And you're just like,
one down, what two happened? To go.
There's so much lore and like crazy. It's like a weird mix of like sci-fi and fantasy, but there's just so much lore that I'm just like, I have no idea what's going on, but I need to kill these two guys, and I will not rest until they're dead.
Big fan of a game that gives you like a task of collecting X amount of things or killing X amount of things and starts you off like one ahead. That's great. Mm. Don't worry about it. You already got one. Don't stress.
Yeah, it's like there's about 5 minutes of gameplay before you behead one, and then you mock the other two by throwing the head at them, and they're like, he should have been protected.
That's so good.
And the Doom guy doesn't talk, so there's always just like, anytime someone's scared to see him and him just not replying is funny. My only one criticism that I've experienced so far is that Doom 2016 has this really funny thing, and I think it's just the setting that means that this can't happen again, which is at the very start, for the first like half of the first Doom game, like the first reboot, there's a lot of machines and robots and holograms that are trying to explain things to you, and your character literally just punches them so they shut up. So multiple times where like, a good example is there's like a robot that has like a weapon attachment attached to it, and it's like a collectible, so you go up to it, you interact with it, you get the weapon attachment, but in the Doom 2016 it doesn't give it to you, so you literally punch the robot and it dies. Where in this one they look, I seem less hostile just to everything, but I guess also it's Hell on Earth, so like everything's hostile.
I just remembered
like, I'm up to the... Because the levels are pretty long and very hard. I just remembered that I met a guy that was called a traitor, and I don't know why, and I also didn't kill him. I just left him. I'm sure he'll come back up. Don't know who he is or why he was there or why I had to find him.
But you found him, and then...
But you did, and that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jackson, I think you should absolutely play this game if you get a chance, because it's just mayhem.
It sounds like it's up my alley. If it's anything like Turok 2 Seeds of Evil, then...
Yeah.
It's the game for me.
It's the same level of overwhelming where you just have to, like, go with it if you, you know,
but maybe a better soundtrack that's not just, like, the one song repeated again and again.
Yeah,
and
unfortunately, because the Doom guy is, like, doesn't talk, there's no, I am Doom guy!
I am Doom guy! Well, that's disappointing, but I'll play it nonetheless.
I'm sad that he doesn't open his mouth and, like, a sweet guitar riff comes out.
Yeah.
Wow! Oh, that would be good.
Plus, Jackson, I can't confirm it because I'm still very early in the game. I'm about to kill the second of the three guys, but presumably there's more stuff after that. Mm. People keep mentioning heaven, so I think I'm going.
That's so exciting.
I think the Doom guys go into heaven.
That's what I'm here for.
You can slay some angels and then maybe eat God.
Just beating the shit out of an angel is such an appealing idea for some reason.
Well, I mean, video games have made angels bad before. I mean, Bayonetta does it, so I wouldn't be shocked if Doom does too.
Diablo 3, possibly. Yep. Like, I couldn't pay attention really to the plot of that game, but I think the angels were bad in it.
Oh, yeah, there's some... Azrael
or... Azraelifeth.
Tyrone or whatever. Yeah. I don't know.
You gotta kill some Tyrell? Guys. I don't know. There was a lot of cutscenes that didn't seem relevant to what we were doing in that game, and then we were back to it, so who can say?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, look... As someone who briefly played Diablo, I have no idea. I don't even really sure what... I can't even remember what type of game it is. So, it's good.
Yeah. So it sounds like with Doom Eternal, it's taking basically the base of, you know, Doom 2016, but also borrowing quite heavily from, you know, Turok 2, Seeds of Evil. Yeah. And then just ramping that up.
Yeah.
So you not only get, like, the best of Turok 2, but you also then get, like, an enhanced Turok 2.
Yeah.
Could you argue this could be, you know... Almost like, say, a Turok 2 Seeds of Evil Enhanced Edition.
Yeah.
It's almost like Turok 2 Seeds of Evil 2.
Whoa. Yeah. That's a climb. Okay, I'm not sure I'm willing to agree with that judgment just yet, but let me play it and then we'll see. Do any of the demons sound like horses?
No, but there's like a weird mix of stuff of just like...
Is there a horse demon?
Yeah, because that would
no,
also
No, but there's
say
a
shit,
demon yeah. that's like looks like a human brain, but has mechanical legs and a turret attached to its back. And, oh, yeah, one thing that's really cool about this, and it makes combat later in the game far more stressful, is most enemies have a weak point, and their weak point is usually how they're attacking you as well. So it's not just like a headshot. It's like, for the brain monster I just described, if you shoot their turret, they can't use it. Like, you blow it off, and they can't use it anymore.
Okay.
But then there's like a giant... ugly guy with two massive guns for arms, and again, you can shoot the guns off, but certain guns do more damage to that. Like, there's fellas with shields that plasma rifles break, but other guns don't.
So there's, like, a bit of strategy to combat as well.
Yeah. Sounds good. You know those, like, big red balls? They've been in Doom since, like, the very first one. Yeah, you gotta shoot a grenade in their mouth and they burst. That's good.
That's good.
The glory killers, you jumping on them and tearing their eye out. That's good.
That rules.
How many thumbs would you give it?
This game sounds so metal. Yeah, how many thumbs?
Look, at the moment, 16? And this is a big claim, I think at the moment Doom Eternal is my game of the year, so it's 10 thumbs currently.
Wow. That's a claim.
I'm open to it. It is only March.
Yeah, that's fair.
But given the current climate, are any other games going to come out? No. We don't know. Will they keep giving us games whilst we're in jail? Also hard to say.
Maybe, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll see.
Will
if
the game get worse as it gets harder and my skill level doesn't improve? Also hard to say.
Always a fear.
Oh, yeah. So it, just an example of just how, like, this is just like a 90s shooter, basically, is I just first a boss and I beat it. And I was like, that was, like, kind of difficult, but I didn't die. Mm. And then it dropped me straight into an area which was the same boss again, but there's two of them. And I was like...
Games are good again. Yes,
that's the most, like, mid-90s thing to do to a gamer in the world.
Absolutely.
Like, I killed the thing, then there was, like, a voiceover being like, oh, that's annoying, but I'll get you this time. And then the hole opens up, I jumped in it, and there was just two of them. And I was like,
Did you
okay.
regenerate any health between the...
No, of course not, Jackson.
Of course not. Why? I didn't double check.
No, why would you?
The very idea.
Come on.
Do you know how many ammo packs and stuff like that I got in between the fights? None. Why
zero.
Would I?
Hot zero. Hot zero. That was donuts.
Games are good again.
So good. All right. Well, now let's have a quick word from our sponsors.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, Jack, what have you been playing?
Recently I was on the Switch store, perusing.
Oh, yeah.
Because
something I've known to do from time to time, yeah. Yes.
Can't go to the real shops, go to the video game shops.
And I espied a Wii game called Deep Diving Adventures. And it's a diving simulator.
How much was it? How much was it?
Great question. I do not know. Under $30. See if you can find out. Well, and I was like, yeah, okay.
I'll just do a quick investigation. I was already on the Switch store, so this should be easy to find. So deep diving.
Deep Diving Adventures promised me like a relaxing diving experience, you know, and I thought, oh, well, I'm in jail. Maybe I'll just enjoy like some quiet, gentle diving in various locations. So got the game, downloaded it. The basic gameplay consists of swimming around underwater until you find artifacts or shells, collecting them, and then cleaning fish. Anyway, most notable thing, I guess, about the game is that the first level is called Misty Lagoon.
Okay? Oh.
And the last level is called Sons of Horus. So I don't know what happens between the Misty Lagoon, which is just like a gentle lagoon where you kind of swim amongst fish and you like pick up shells and starfish. And Sons of Horus, which has in the background of like the level select screen, an ancient temple with a light shining out of it. I don't know what happens there.
Where did you swim to?
I don't know. And the level before Sons of Horus is called Dead Mines. I just don't know. So far, I have completed the level Forgotten Reef, Pirate's
Nest. Did you remember
it? And Misty Lagoon.
Also, yeah. Jackson, you were right. I've done some research on the price of it.
Fabulous.
It is under $30. It is, and this is in Australian dollars.
Great.
$29.99.
There you go. And well worth the price, I would say. It's surprisingly enjoyable for what kind of game it is. Like, I started playing it and I had that, you know, the immediate realization where you're like, oh no, I've bought a bad game.
Yeah, I know that.
So your left stick controls your speed, your right stick controls your movement, and the triggers control your spin, so you kind of can spiral through the ocean. Now, you have an air meter, but that also counts as your health, because if you careen into a wall or the ground, you take damage. Uh-huh. You also move way too quick for some reason. You
of
are
course.
Just zooming around underwater. And every time you level up, because there is a level up system, you get faster.
Well, that makes sense. You train,
scary.
I guess.
So a lot of it is just trying to mitigate your speed and not slam into walls as you're swimming underwater.
I'm a big fan of you calling this a deep diving simulator when it does not seem like it's a simulation game at all.
So is it like...
It seems...
Is it, what is it? Like a first person 2D? Like
first person.
Okay.
It looks like a first-person shooter.
Yeah, it's like a first-person shooter, but you're diving. You kind of just like move through these simple environments, and you explore looking for treasure. So that's like the one aspect of what you've got to do. And to get to the next level, you need to collect 50% of the things underwater, and you need to collect you need to clean 50% of the fish. So you get a gun that lets you clean fish with one of its functions, and then you can switch to the other function, and you can hurt sharks. So that's the kind of game it is.
Okay.
Yeah, So it looks like this, Joel Zammit. Yeah, okay. So everyone listening along, if they just Google it, I'm holding a screenshot up to the camera for Zammit, and he's looking down.
I found it on my Switch.
He does want to see.
Yeah, he does. He's like, stop showing me that.
I refuse.
Okay.
I'm not looking.
I've reached the third level, and the third level is the Forgotten Lagoon, and it's very dirty. It's like a filthy level. Like, the water is green,
the
all
Jackson
the fish
of levels.
Are dirty. Yeah, absolutely. There's, like, oil drums everywhere, and as I was swimming through it, I was getting damaged, and I didn't know why, and then every time I moved, I was getting, like, compression, like the bends, and I didn't know why, and so I just kept on doing the level, damaging, like getting damaged, and I'm like, well, normally I would have, say, 10 minutes to finish this level because that's how long my air is. Now I have like 5 because I'm in constant pain. And also, because I was already dying, I'm just careening around the level and not mitigating my speed and just slamming into walls and jellyfish and spikes. Anyway, I found out that if you dive to a certain level, you will take damage because you can't sustain the pressure, and that's when you get the bends as well. And so I leveled up and that went away. One curious thing is that the game says clean
50%
of the fish.
I'm not sure that explanation actually explained what you meant, but that's okay.
One of the... sort of,
yeah,
like,
no, just keep...
Soldier,
just
no,
push
I'm not,
on,
I'm not
right.
going back. So to get to the next level, they're like, clean 50% of the fish, find 50% of the treasures, okay? Except sometimes I only find 50% of the treasures, and it still lets me go to the next level.
Okay, I feel like you've read and as or sometimes they swap.
I don't. It's really confusing. Look,
it doesn't seem confusing at all. In fact, like all of your reviews, it seems like there's a very obvious solution here.
Yeah, it seems
which is
yeah,
that you've
well,
misread
it seems
or
like maybe
as
you
end.
Didn't read the instructions
no,
properly.
Look, collect at least 50% items in the previous location. Nothing. Clean at least 50% of the environment in the previous location. So maybe it is ore, but it doesn't say. And also, one of them was ore, and one of them was and. So look, I don't know. Also, one of them kept saying, find the fish cleaning gun, and I already had. And then just one day it let me do the next level. I don't know.
Okay.
There's a guy that's sort of like your mentor and the tutorial for each area and each new item you get. And he's themed for every new location you find. So that's
so
pretty good. In the Dead Mines,
like
he has a cowboy hat on. In the Pirate Lagoon, he's got a pirate hat on.
So
that's
all
right.
So they have a wardrobe change.
Yeah,
that's nice.
For the guy. It's just like a little pixelated image of like your mentor who's taking you diving.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it is good. I'm enjoying it. It's not hard. Like, you know, sometimes it's a bit annoying because you got to find all of the things in the level and that is going to take like longer than one dive. And you're like, oh, it's annoying. I have to go back. I kind of just want to explore each environment like once and then move on, but like you can kind of knock it out in at least 2 dives, and that's pretty satisfying. There's like kind of, I don't know, a lot of fun like secrets to find. Not really secrets, but like, so in the dirty level I found a sunken hotel and I could like swim through that, and that was pretty cool.
Was that the moment you realized you liked the game, when you swam through that
sunken hotel? No, I realized
I
liked the game weirdly in the first level, which was just like a nice lagoon.
Nerd, go outside. Oh, you can't.
I'm
that
not
makes
allowed.
Sense.
We're in jail, and you miss the feeling of water on your body, and your bath's that big enough.
Yeah, I could get the same experience just filling my bath up to the rim and hopping in and holding my breath. That would be the dream.
Yeah.
I also have a knife, and I've not ever had like reason to use it, and I don't know when that'll come up.
Stab a shark.
Since the beginning.
That's, presumably there'll be things that you can fight and you just haven't come across it yet.
But also, in the dirty level, there are hammerhead sharks everywhere that keep on biting me in the arse. And it just tells me to shoot them with my cleaning gun. So, I don't know.
Can you run out of cleaning gun bullets?
It's got like a cooldown. Okay. So,
is this
you clean
kind of
the
like
fi- and
the
it's
fish
so annoying
are dirty and that's why they're angry?
No, because the hammerhead sharks are clean for some reason. I don't know. The dolphins are filthy, but
disgusting.
Earlier, when I the last time I was playing it, I was swimming in the dirty level, and I found like some barbed wire that had caught a turtle, and I had to save the turtle. That was pretty fun. I was like, oh no! And then I destroyed the barbed wire with the herding gun. And then as the turtle was swimming away, I cleaned him. And I was like, yeah! And then I kept playing.
Surely
it's so
at
funny
that
point whilst you were doing that, I was like tearing demons in half by their skull. Sticking.
I was cleaning turtles.
I took a guy who had a gun for a hand and forced him to put that gun in his mouth and pull the trigger.
Yeah, but this dog
was attaching balloons to oil drums to move them to the surface so they could be taken away.
Ah, that's nice. Yeah. What's the soundtrack like in this game? Have
it's
you played it with
gentle,
sound on?
But it loops. No, often I don't for some reason.
Yeah, no, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, it's very gentle. And but it loops, so it gets a bit annoying. The next level that I've yet to unlock is Sunken Temple. I'm excited to go there. And also in the description of this game, they talk about finding Atlantis. So I'm excited about that as well.
Yeah, maybe the Sunken Temple is in fact Atlantis.
Well, I don't know. It's only the fourth level of the game. So, and then there's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 until I get to the Sons of Horus level. So it would be great. I don't think it'll happen, but...
I guess when you're swimming around, you might unlock a curse.
Well, apparently, to get to the Sons of Horus, I need to find a treasure map in the dead mines. That's what it says.
The dead mines. Why are they dead? Is it haunted by the dead, or is it just because no one goes there anymore?
I'm not sure. And what's extra baffling is that the dead mines are already unlocked, and they have a little green level select thing, whereas levels I've unlocked and levels I haven't unlocked are yellow and red. So I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, really makes you think.
It would be great if this game slowly became a first-person shooter. Like, it just wouldn't shock me if it did.
Kind of
just
might.
Over time, it was like, hey, now you're dealing with water ghouls or whatever. Get out your harpoon gun. You've got to put cleaning fish behind you, dirtbag.
A portal from hell has opened underneath the ocean, and demons are coming out.
This is we're going to cross over our games, JD. Yeah. You're going to find a portal to, like, a lake and start diving.
Start cleaning turtles.
And I'm going to have to fight cleaning fish with your shotgun. And I'm going to have to clean demons to get out of hell.
So how many thumbs?
I don't know. I'm enjoying it. Like, maybe, like, four thumbs?
Is it also your game of the year so far?
No, it's probably not my game of the year so far, but I'm having a good time. I'm like I think because I'm so surprised by how much I'm enjoying it, it gets an extra thumb. So I think, four thumbs for deep diving. What's it called? Deep Diving Adventures.
Yeah, memorable title. I understand why you keep forgetting it.
Three
generic words put together.
Yeah. I keep wanting to call it Diving Simulator, but that's just not its name. So yeah,
it's
Deep
also
Diving
not what
Adventures.
It is.
No, it's some other strange kind of game.
I would say it's a first-person adventure game.
A first-person water fish cleaning game.
A fish cleaning
the
simulator.
The first of its genre.
Yeah. It really makes you feel like you're cleaning a fish.
it's a love letter to clean fish. What have you been playing, JD? Jay-Z. My God.
I've been playing Doom Eternal. Thanks for asking. Why weren't you listening?
You know I can't tell you two apart.
You have face and noise blindness.
You're both named Joel. It's so hard.
Well, I've been playing a game called A Street Cat's Tale on the Switch. Someone on our Discord recommended it because it's like, hey, it's a sad game. And I'm like, yeah, all right, I'll give that a bill.
Up your alley.
So it's like pixelated art. It's sort of like an isometric game where you play as a kitten. You start the game, it's a cutscene, and you watch your mum get hit by a car straight off the bat.
Oh, wow.
It was like, oh,
that's
no!
Vitamins for Joel Zammert.
And it's done in such a way that the kitten is kind of at fault a little bit.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
All right. So it's very,
you play a murderer.
Not a murderer, but you're just kind of like, you know, you're waiting there and you're like, I'm going to wait for mum to come back. Oh, mum's taking time. I'll go find her. And then as you kind of walk along, like, there's mum. And your mum's like, don't cross the street. And she crossed the street and bang, hit by a car. And of course,
she should have listened to her own goddamn advice.
Yeah, she should have. And the wonderful thing about it is, like, as you know, you're playing this, and of course, it's like, yes, a game where there's a cat and a mother, and oh no, she's going to get hit by a car at some point. And she does. And then the game is.
Oh, yeah. You know what's going
on. Oh, yeah. It's 12 days of you trying to survive, and then you get an ending. And there are like 12 or 13 different endings depending on what you do. So the first time
you
I played
12
this...
12 or 13 different endings?
Yeah. 12 or 13
endings. That's a lot of endings. A
lot of different endings, but it's a very quick game. So okay. It does last, like, it's 12 days and sort of, you know, as you go along, there's like a meter that tells you like where you are in the daytime, and it'll sort of tick along pretty quickly, and when it gets to the halfway mm-hmm. point, it'll go from, you know, day to night, and then you've got a little bit of time there. You've got a hunger meter and an energy meter, and your mission is to survive for 12 days and not die. One of the endings is if you die, by the by. So, okay, so
is that the good ending?
Thank God that kitten's dead.
It's good. I did not like this kitten. So, yeah, you're a street cat in Japan. And yeah, it's really like very nice in terms of how they've built that up. Like, it kind of reminds me of that one time I went to Osaka back in the day. So I'm like, I think I'm like a pretty nice
little. It's a real love letter of about
a real
Joel
love
Zama
letter
to Japan.
To Japan. So as you're walking along, you can kind of chat to other cats. There's like three cats you can have a chat to, and then you can kind of do the mission, like, you know, do missions for them, or quests to be like, hey, I want a fish. Can you find me a fish? Or give me a rat. And so there's like a boss cat who's like a bit of an evil shit, or like aggressive little shit. And so you're meant to be like, hey, I want to be part of your gang. And you kind of do him favors. There's an elder cat who's just like been around the block a few times. And he's just like at one point being like, you need to steal fish from humans and give it to me. He's my
hero. I just need to interrupt really quickly. With the fish and the rat trade, do you trade fish for a rat, or you trade rat for a fish? What is the...
No. There's no trade. You just give... give them a... it's a quest. Yeah. So it's like, go get me a rat. And you're like, here's a rat. And he's like, thanks.
I thought it was like, go get me a rat, and I'll give you a fish. And I was going to be like, I don't know for cats if rats or fish
trade-off?
Are better. Yeah.
So there's that. There's like two kittens who are also like very young, and you also like somehow... I take care of them. And then there's a dog who is also a friend. And then there's a few humans.
Weird, not like real life.
Yeah. And then there's a few like humans you can kind of befriend as well. And you can only get one ending. But, you know, so each NPC has a maximum. I think it's like a level 7 relationship.
Uh-huh,
and so if you get to the if you survive 12 days to adulthood and get whoever's like get to level 7 in friendship, that's the ending you get.
Okay.
So my first playthrough of this, I had no idea what the hell I was doing.
Yep.
And so I kind of was like, I need to please everybody or try to do many things. And so I tried to please everyone. And of course, when you try to please everyone, you end up pleasing no one. So the end cutscene I got was me going to the boss cat being like, hey, can I join your group? And he's like, no, get away! Yeah! And so then I had to run away. And then I was like in this alleyway as it was raining.
Please tell me that you run onto the
road. Just in this alleyway, being all upset, and I took a screen grab because it's like tells you like, you know, it's he then writes a letter that was like, the kitten writes a letter to his mom in this, and the ending I got was called Solitude, and it was I just want to read you this beautiful bit of prose,
please,
dear
do.
Mama, where are you? Other cats hug often each other to sleep, but I am all alone trying to sleep in the cold. Rainy days like today is especially colder. It's so hard for me to find food on my own. Sometimes humans feed me, but only sometimes. I try to hunt, but other cats get angry for intruding their territory. Mama, I'm hungry. I'm so lonely and lost. So that was my first playthrough.
A touching poem for these trying times.
Yeah. So it was very much like so watch my mum get hit by a car. And so she gets hit by a car and she gets taken away. And so you don't know if she's like alive or not.
Yeah.
There are like hints that they're like,
spoilers.
Oh, befriend the...
She ain't.
Probably, yeah. Well, the boss cat's like, oh, yeah, I know that, you know, she got taken away by one of the humans, blah, blah, blah. And so then my next playthrough, I was like, well, I'm going to try and befriend one of the boss cats. And this is where I think the game sort of falls down a little bit. Because as soon as you start realizing that, like, oh, it's a game. And so all I got to do is focus on one person. So you can kind of give every NPC two gifts per day or two interactions per day. But if they have their quest, you give them, like, you know, the quest, you can't give them interact. So once you're kind of like, oh yeah, I can gamify this pretty easy, you kind of ignore anyone else and just focus on the one person or the one NPC that you're trying to befriend.
Yeah.
And then it becomes pretty easy to get the other endings, because it's like, okay, there's a list of people. You can kind of see from the word go what people like, what they dislike, and kind of that. So it makes it kind of then a little bit more simple. I much preferred my initial playthrough of not really knowing what to do and then ending in a sad, sad time all alone and upset.
A tragic tale of a kitten with no friends. Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's really the gameplay is very, very simple. So you're going around and you can kind of like scavenge, basically. So you can scavenge through rubbish bins and you can get, you know, banana peels, like fish, bones, rats, these kind of things, rubbish. You can eat rubbish, which is kind of cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
It gives you
cool.
a lot of,
like in real life.
Yeah. It does damage to your health, but it ups your energy meter.
Well, so it works basically in real life. Like, it does damage to your self-esteem and ups your health.
And so it works like you have your energy meter, and that'll slowly start ticking down as the day goes. And once that hits zero, you have your health meter. And of course, once it hits zero on your energy meter, your health meter will start ticking down until you reach zero and you die. But it becomes very easy once you're like, well, screw it. I'll eat this banana peel. I'll bump up my energy meter. Might take a little bit of damage to my health meter. But then I'll maybe find a rat or a fish, or I'll steal some fish. Because like the first playthrough, I was trying to be a good little kitten and not steal from the stores. Because if you steal from the stores, it's like, ah, humans and get real mad if you steal. So you'll get angry. So I'm like, I'll be a good cat. And then I was abandoned and left all alone. My second playthrough, I was like, screw it. I hate humans. I'm going to go life of crime, steal some fish, and everyone's going to love me. And they did. So,
yes.
So I basically went really well in the second playthrough and got like the cool ending where I was part of the gang by stealing a lot of fish and giving them to the boss cat. It ruled. It's a very good game. It's a very quick game. It's very simple. It's cheap as well. I think it's like $10, something like that.
Oh, that's all right.
The graphics kind of like very nice and sweet. Some of the the gameplay and then I guess the like the story or role playing kind of butt heads a little bit.
Yeah,
like there was this one person like NPC who keeps giving you canned food, and so you're like, okay, but then if you get to a certain level, you like give the canned food back because you're a proud cat and you don't want it, and you're like, well, I guess I will, but I'm not gonna like I wanna. But you do that.
Yeah. I'm not actually a proud cat. I'm a kitten trying to survive. Cats would not give back food. Come on, game.
And so you kind of do that, and there's some interaction, like dialogue there, and it kind of goes against the gameplay a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's like a little bit of a clash there. But all in all, it's pretty fun. There's like little like things you can kind of do that like I haven't done yet. Like there is, like I found a lost wallet.
Can you
I assume
eat it?
I've got to give that to somebody, but here we are. There's like, there was, another thing that was like, because again, the first playthrough is probably the most fun.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because like, you just don't know what to do. And it has this.
Would you say that this review has robbed everyone of that experience there?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yes. Just checking. I would
call
agree.
This a Joel Zammit take that review.
Yes.
Everyone, take that. Yeah, hey, listen to this. Your best experience will be hearing about Joel Zammit's first experience because his review has taken away your first experience. But that's Thumb Cramps, baby. Yeah. I've also told you about all the stuff you unlock in Doom, so suck on
that
shit.
You don't play deep diving adventures now, okay? You know what's happening.
So there's this really interesting thing where you talk to humans, and unless they're at a certain level of friendship, you can't see their face or understand them. So the more you become friendly with them.
That's cool. That's a cool mechanic.
Yeah, like their face becomes more in focus, so it starts like very blurry, pixelated, then it becomes kind of crystal clear, and like you're not understanding a single word they're saying to like every second word, to then you're understanding them. And so then there's like at nighttime, there was this like some guy I could have a chat to, and I went to have a chat to him. And you can kind of have three options of like run away, give a gift, or like act friendly. So I was like, all right, I'll act friendly. And then the piece of shit hit me.
Hell yeah, cop that.
So I was like, oh no. And so then maybe the next time he'll be my friend. So I got a rat and gave it to him, and he did not like that in the slightest.
People tend not to like rats. I'm always shocked, but people don't.
It's a lovely game. Like, the first playthrough is like, oh no, my mum got hit by a car. Okay, I'm all alone on myself. All right, what do I do? Oh no, this man hit me. Okay, and now I'm all alone. So the first experience, oh, five thumbs, but as you keep playing it, it has a bit of diminishing returns, and everything then becomes pretty easy to kind of accomplish. I think all in all, probably three thumbs and a knuck.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that seems like a fair review. Bringing today's thumb score to, what, 5 and 4 and another 3 and 40 thumbs! 10.
40 thumbs!
Oh, wait, I gave 10.
No. You gave 10, and then so Jack gave it 4.
I gave 3.
No, no, you gave 40 thumbs!
Yeah, 40 thumbs. Yeah, that checks out.
It is, what an incredible episode. 40 thumbs.
Genuinely. Such a coincidence that we keep getting 40 thumps. Who can... 40 thumps. Who can
hello. Guessed? Boys, it's been a while since I've been here.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I just wanted to drop in and say hello just before you ended this episode.
Mr. Nintendo, thank you so much for coming down. Yeah.
Thank you.
I love that you got our Zoom code. That's really sweet. You can just pop into this channel. Thank you for coming by. Absolutely. I really appreciate that.
So much easier than coming to the studio from Japan.
Yeah. I've muted Jill Dusha just so that it's not too busy. Yeah. But I just wanted to let you know
about it.
He, I can see that he is overwhelmed. This is the first time he's seen me in the flesh, through a webcam at least. But yeah, I just wanted to let you good boys, and the audience know that now is the time to purchase Saints Row 4.
Oh my God.
Re-elected edition on the Nintendo Switch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Saints Row 3, obviously, the complete collection is still available. Yeah. And if you haven't purchased that already, I highly recommend it. But yeah, Saints Row 4, you don't even need to pre-order it. I shadow dropped it. It's there already.
Okay. Mr. Nintendo, I've got a quick question, though. I know you did shadow drop it so that we could all get Saints Row 4, but do you feel like of doing that, you might be robbing people who enjoyed pre-ordering?
Yeah, that is a good question, Mr. Nintendo. And we hate to impugn you like this, but we are curious.
No, that's okay. I do appear on this show for these hard-hitting questions.
Great.
Yeah, I feel like I have taken away the enjoyment of pre-ordering games, and as famously have not included a pre-order all button, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But
that is true.
If you go to the coming soon section, you will find a great selection of titles that you can pre-order, including a game called Snakey Bus. Which is coming in early April. Oh,
thank you so much, Mr. Nintendo. I'll get right onto that right now.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You heard it here first, everybody. Pre-order Saints Row 4 re-elected. Wow.
Yeah.
Buy now.
You can download that straight away.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mr. Nintendo.
Hey, no problem. And thanks for having me, boys.
No worries. You have a safe. You stay safe. Wash your hands. He's gone. He's gone.
Oh, I will.
Oh, he's there. Bye.
He's gone.
Oh
wow! I can't believe Mr. Nintendo was here. I got to see him. He muted me, so I couldn't
to
join
mute
in.
You, but
no, it makes sense.
Yeah. There's like too many voices at once. I get it.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson,
and I've been Joel. Happy
and Mr.
Happy
Nintendo
gaming.
Was Mr. Nintendo. I'm sure he'd happy say that if he was still here.
Thumb cramps.
Happy thumb cramps.
Happy thumb cramps.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do us a huge favor and leave a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening to this beautiful podcast on. Also, be sure to check out Sanspence Radio's objectively better gaming podcast, All the Small Games, hosted by Andrew Levins and John Valenzuela, two true professionals.